Pray with me. Father, we desire to learn more about you. We desire to be desperate for Jesus. We desire to come to the place where we can say, you can have everything else, but give me Jesus. And as we study your word, Father, my prayer is that the words that are spoken would be yours, and we would have our eyes opened and knowledge poured in from you, that we would be more like you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. In this pursuit of happiness, we are coming to find out and see that really the fundamental ground rules for happiness lie within the Ten Commandments, a place where you might not expect them. I've shown you the last couple of weeks these sports fields, and as we love to watch sports of different kinds, and we see these games that we love, baseball's less than 6 weeks away, the real game of America. The lines tell us how to play the game. They tell us the fundamentals. And for us, the Ten Commandments are the fundamentals. They're the lines on the field. And as we go through this study, we're putting the lines on the field. We put one up last week. We're putting another one up this week. As we look at each commandment, it's going to show you how to play, how to live, and how to find happiness in this pursuit that we know of as Christianity, and how to live in a way that no matter what is going on around you, you can have true happiness from the joy that comes within. I see some of you want so desperately to figure out what this field looks like. You're just going to have to stay with me. We got, after today, we have eight more. Turn with me to the book of Exodus. Book of Exodus is where we are studying these Ten Commandments. Last week we looked at the first one. This idea that God said very first, right off the bat, do not have any other gods other than me. It's the throne of our heart. It's who's in control of us. Who's in control of us on a minute-by-minute basis. Who's making decisions about what we're going to do. Who's in control? God says, I want to be in control. Nobody else. Then look at verse 4. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in heaven or on earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of your parents upon the children. The entire family is affected, even the children in the third or fourth generation of those who reject me. But I will lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. Now, at first glance, you read these two commandments. The first is, have no other gods other than me. The second one is, don't make any idols. If you're not careful, it's hard to get these, it's easy to get these two mixed up, but they are very different. The first one, there's no other gods. This is when you have to come to a place where you give your life to Christ and you say, you are my Savior and Lord. The Savior part is easy. The Lord part is a continually growing. Like that song said, "Give me Jesus." That's something you grow into till you get to the place where you say, "I don't want anything else but Jesus. If you give me Jesus, I'm good. Nothing else matters." You can see God do amazing things over and over in your life. And if you're not careful, you will still come to the place where you have idols. This is such an interesting command and an interesting story. Let me give you some context. As you know, Moses is leading the Israelites out of captivity, and they're on a journey, and they come to a place where God wants to meet with Moses. The Israelites are at the foot of the mountain. Moses goes up the mountain. Now, these are people who God has delivered out of slavery. Okay? He has done amazing things in their life. They have seen Him do things you cannot imagine. Look with me over at chapter 31 of Exodus. Sorry, 32. Chapter 32. They have seen God do miraculous things. And here they are. Moses says, "Stay here. I'm going up the mountain. I'm going to meet with God. And I'm coming back. And He has things for us to do." I'm paraphrasing. Okay? Look at Exodus chapter 32. "When the people saw how long it was taking Moses to come back down the mountain, they gathered around Aaron. 'Come,' they said, 'make us some gods who can lead us. We don't know what has happened to this fellow Moses who has brought us here from the land of Egypt.'" Now, let me stop right there. You know how long he was gone? Total. You know how long he was gone? 40 days. Now, this is not day 40. Okay? This is not day 40. They couldn't make it a month till they got distracted. We smirk and laugh at them, but we are them. "Make for us some gods to lead us." Look at verse 2. "So Aaron said, 'Take the gold from the rings from the ears of your wives and sons and daughters and bring them to me.'" Verse 3. "All the people took the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron." Now, did y'all miss that? That the boys had earrings? That's another story. We'll keep going. "Then Aaron took the gold, melted it down, and molded it into the shape of a calf. When the people saw this, they exclaimed, 'O Israel, these are the gods who have brought us out of Egypt.'" Verse 5. "Aaron saw how excited the people were, so they built an altar in front of the calf and announced, 'Tomorrow will be the festival of the Lord.'" This is a hard thing for me to wrap my head around, okay? In this day and age, idols were important. Now, I don't have a golden calf, but I do have a pink pig. Is there anybody could get excited about worshiping a pink pig? They were so excited because they had a pink pig. is about what they had, a pink pig. They're so excited. They're going to plan a festival around this. Oh my gosh, we have something now. Now, I dare say any of you have pink pigs in your house that you are overly excited about worshiping. But Tim Keller, in his book, Counterfeit God, says that an idol is anything that takes your attention away from God. Anything that takes your attention away from God. Because remember, the first commandment is, you're going to have no other gods for me. I'm going to be focused on you. The second is, don't get distracted by pink pigs. What do idols look like for us in this day and age? I have some examples. Sports are big, especially in this area. Now, some people get overly distracted by that team in Arlington who hasn't won anything, but they still get excited. I don't know why. So maybe sports, if you're not careful, can be your idol. I'll tell you what else can be your idol. In our society, in our culture, in the land which we live, there are a lot of people who this is their idol. Now, I'll tell you, for maybe you're not in pursuit of having stacks and stacks of money around, but what do you put your dependence on? Because God says, have no other God but me, and don't make any idols. So when we get more focused on our bank account and put more trust in our retirement plan than we do God, we have an idol. Imagine with me for a moment that God said to you today, take everything in your bank account and give it away. What would go through your mind? How am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to eat tonight? How am I going to provide for my family? That's when what you have has become a pink pig. Maybe it's your kids, your grandkids, your family who've become idols. And you get focused on doing what's right for them, no matter what the cost. Who do they belong to? Because if we're not careful, they become idols. And we forget they don't belong to us. They belong to Him. I don't know if I've touched on what might be a challenge for you, but y'all know I couldn't go through this list without poking on the number one idol in this country today. I promise you, this is number one. If you don't think that I'm right, the next time you're in any public place, or driving down the road for that matter, look at all the people who have bowed to it. Literally bowed to it. This will take your attention off of that. So, these are all good things. None of them are forbidden. But how do we make sure that none of these things take our attention away from that and become a pink pig? Because sports can be incredibly enjoyable and consuming if you let it. This dependence on money in our society can cloud your focus from being able to be led by God to do things you haven't even thought about. And you know, if you've ever had kids or even grandkids, they can take all of your time and all of your attention and all of your focus on wanting the best for them. And then there's this silly thing. We were talking about in life-changing prayer Wednesday night about getting to the place where you're praying constantly. And one of the ways to do that, I said, is if we could ever get prayer to the important level of just our cell phone, then we would pray constantly. How many people in here have gone 5 minutes and realized, I don't know where my phone is? Where's my phone? I got to find my phone. How many of you have got in the car, driven down the street, and realized, I don't have my phone, and turned around and went back and got it? Oh boy. Bless our hearts. Look with me at verse 7. We're still in Exodus 32. Verse 7. So the people are at the bottom of the mountain. They've made their pink pig. They're celebrating at this point. They're having a festival and a parade and hoopla beyond measure because they got a pink pig. Pick your pink pig. Look at verse 7. The Lord said to Moses, quick, go down the mountain. Your people whom you brought from the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Corrupted themselves. You know how they corrupted themselves? They got more focused on this than they got on that. Verse 8. How quickly they have turned away from the way I commanded them to live. They have melted down gold and made a calf, and they have bowed down and sacrificed to it. Now, you know what that looks like in our day? This bowing down and sacrificing to it is when you'll do anything for whichever one is your pink pig. You'll do anything to protect this or this. They have bowed down and sacrificed to it. They are saying, these are your gods, O Israel, who have brought you out of the land of Egypt. Verse 9, then the Lord said, I have seen how stubborn and rebellious these people are. Now leave me alone so my fierce anger can blast against them and destroy them. Then I will make you, Moses, into a great nation. Let me paraphrase that. God said, get out of the way. Let me just wipe them off the face of the earth. Because of an idol, because of a pink pig. It's the second commandment, but it's as important as the first, that when you get distracted by that and don't serve this, you miss the amazing things that God has for you. Let me show you in this example. Moses, we're going to skip a few verses, but Moses is begging God not to wipe them out. And Moses goes down the mountain, verse 15. Then Moses turned and went down the mountain. He held in his hand the two stone tablets inscribed with the terms of the covenant. It was the Ten Commandments. They were inscribed on both sides, front and back. These tablets were God's work. The work on them was written by God Himself. It's the only time that I know of where we had an opportunity to see God's handwriting in a tangible way. And you know what happened? Look at verse 17. When Joshua heard the boisterous noises of the people shouting below them, he exclaimed to Moses, "It sounds like war in the camp." But Moses replied, "No, it's not a shout of victory, nor a wail of defeat. I hear the sound of celebration." Verse 19. When they came near the camp, Moses saw the calf and the dancing, and he burned with anger and threw the stone tablets to the ground, smashing them at the foot of the mountain. They had an opportunity to see something amazing. They had an opportunity to see the handwriting of God. But they got so distracted by a pink pig that they missed God's very handiwork. It's the same thing for us. When we get so distracted by the things of this world, the things that we think will make us happy, what we end up with is a silly pink pig and a broken heart. Because while there is nothing wrong with any of this in the right context, when it becomes more important than that, we get to a place where this is what we look like. Now, how silly is this? To be carrying around on a daily basis and worried about a pink pig. The reason God gave us this commandment is He understood us because He made us. And He said to us, "Don't let any of this stuff get in front of me. This stuff is all well and good, but don't let it get in front of me. All of this are tools to bring you closer to me. But don't lose your focus." Stand with me and let's pray. Father, as we leave this room, we thank You for loving us enough to give us Jesus, truly the only thing we ever need. I pray for those of us in this room who have pink pigs in our life, things that have taken our focus off of You, things that have become more important than they should, things that take our attention away from listening to You. Father, I pray that we put them in their place and get rid of the idols in our life, that we can have true happiness that can only come from a desperation for Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.